Then they returned to the crowds below. The Bastille and its officers were now in the hands of the people, and the people wanted revenge and blood. "At last, it has begun, my dear," said Defarge to his wife. It was the 14th of July, 1789. In the village where the Marquis had lived, and where Gaspard had died, life was hard. Everything was old and tired and broken down. The people, the land, the houses, the animals. In the past, everything and everybody had had to work for the Marquis, and he had given nothing in return. But now, strangers were travelling about the country, strangers who were poor like the people, but who talked about new ideas, ideas which had started in Paris, and were now running like fire across the country. The roadmender, who had brought the news of Gaspard to Paris, still worked repairing the roads. One day, a stranger came to him as he worked on the road outside the village. "Jacques," said the stranger. He shook the roadmender's hand, and turned to look at the Marquis's castle on the hill. "It's tonight, Jacques," he went on quietly. "The others will meet me here." It was very dark that night, and the wind was strong. No one saw the four men who came quietly to the castle and said nothing. But soon the castle itself could be seen in the dark sky. The windows became bright. Smoke and yellow flames climbed into the sky. Monsieur Gabelle called loudly for help, but the people in the village watched, and did nothing to save the castle, where the Marquis had lived.